Hey, and welcome to another How Legends Are Made podcast. This is Dan Blackburn, and totally pumped, as always, to be here. Busy time of year for me. It is the end of June, June the 25th, 6 months till Christmas, people. 6 months till Christmas. Have you started building your Christmas list? Some people start to panic when you're 6 months, 5 months, 3 months, 2 months, 1 month out, because it means spending money, spending time with family, doing all the things that we do over the festive season. Well, how would you like to make this year different? How would you like to step into having an incredible year where you have all the money you want? You have the relationships in and around your life that you want. You make it an absolute legendary Christmas. How would you like that? Well, it's totally possible. In 1997, I lost everything. I was down as low as I could possibly go. I had two choices. Keep going, recreate what I had always had. How many people do that? You see the pitfalls, you see the challenges, you see the turmoil, and yet you keep moving into it, you keep moving on. Or I could do the other thing, which is what I did. I looked back. I looked at all the evidence. I looked at the carnage. I looked at all of the challenges that I had left in my wake. I went back. I corrected them. I got my life in order. Within 6 months, I was more successful than I'd ever been before. I started a business in an industry that didn't even really exist here in Canada. In 6 months, I was more successful financially, I was more connected emotionally, and I was more dialed into the sense of my purpose. I had more clarity than ever before. If you'd like to build a life blueprint, build a legendary environment, a legendary army around you, then the program that I founded in 97, didn't know it was a program then. I just knew it worked for me, and I knew that I was in a place that I didn't want to be, and I got out. You can do the same. Go to danblackburn.com. Check out the Pillars of Greatness 10-week program. It will transform your life in 10 weeks. 10 weeks. Part of that program, the curriculum's there, but we do online teleseminars. We do webinars. There's the opportunity to work with me one-on-one. I'm giving you 6 months to get it in order, and I'm telling you 10 weeks you'll have it in order, but do it now, because take 10 weeks, do the hard work, and then you can just coast the other 16 weeks right into Christmas, baby, and have the best Christmas ever. So that brings me to my podcast for today. It's apology. Hey, we've all done it. We've all done things, said things, been a certain way, acted a certain way that we knew wasn't our best legendary performance, but we still did it. How many people have done that? Say, I've done it. You probably have too. But hey, that's okay. That's okay, because there's a way through it. Look, apologizing. You know, I remember my mom, aunts, uncles, friends, neighbors saying to me, it takes a big man to apologize. The problem was, I needed someone to model that for me. I needed someone to show me the way. And that is true in life and in business. You want to make more money? Do you want to make more money? Cha-ching. Well, good chance there's someone on your path, close to you, near you, behind you, that needs an apology. Now, I'm not talking about the people that have disrespected you, have been mean to you. I mean, hey, those people, they need to come and apologize to you. And I'm with you, brothers and sisters. I am with you. I'm going to call you the legendary maniacs. All you legendary maniacs, I want to help you be a legendary, live legendary lives. It's possible, but you need to apologize. You need to create a clean slate. Some people need to apologize to more than one, more than three, more than five, more than 10. But whatever it is, start with one. Start with the one that's easy. Start with the one that you know will accept your apology. In 1998, 97, 98, around the time where I was going through this transformation, I went to a local sports store. I had a piece of sporting equipment that was about 10 years old, and I wanted to replace it. It broke. I wanted to replace it, and I went in, and I was adamant, and I twisted my words and did whatever I could, and I got the outcome I wanted. I got a free replacement for that piece of equipment. Who here likes free and likes replacement Well, so do I. But guess what? I got home and I knew I'd done something wrong. I'd saved a couple hundred dollars, but what it cost me and my integrity, my character was not good. Now, here's the interesting thing. I was opening a business. That time I was a few months in to athletic performance, teaching athletes how to be not only better athletes, but teaching them how to be better people. Well, isn't that ironic? That's what I'm teaching, and yet I'm acting a certain way. So I picked up that piece of sporting equipment. I went back first thing the next morning. I searched out that manager who I had bartered with, bantered with, argued with, challenged, and I acknowledged what I had done. I gave him the piece of equipment back, and I said, here, I want to pay for the equipment the way I should have. He said, don't worry about it, Dan. How many people would allow that to get them off the hook? Don't worry about it, Dan. I appreciate that you came back and owned up to it. Well, part of me wanted to buy into that, but it wasn't good enough because I wanted to apologize. In order to apologize, you need to see it through. So who do you need to apologize to? Who's the person that you know? Yeah, that person right there. The one, the name or that face that went through your mind right there when I asked the question, that's the person you need to apologize to. And it doesn't matter if they're connected to your business, to your life, to your family, to your relationship, to your tree, or should I say Christmas tree? But if they are or they aren't, it's all the same. It's about you. It's about clearing up the stuff that you need to do to get back into integrity. See, here's the thing. In order to be successful, in order to get the success you're looking for, whatever front, money, relationships, better house, better car, better job, start the dream and the job, move forward, create what it is you want, whatever it is you want to make sure that you're the person and that you believe in you as much as you want other people to believe in you. Let me say that again. When you believe in you as much as you want other people to believe in you, then success will find you. Success will find you. So I went back into that store. I demanded to see the same guy I spoke with. I demanded that I pay. I demanded that I cleared it up. And then lo and behold, as I was finishing the transaction, feeling good, feeling uncomfortable, feeling awkward. How many people feel awkward, uncomfortable, and we shy away, we step away, we move away, we go somewhere else where it's less comfortable? Go to where the pain is. The only pain I never ever want you to experience is the pain of regret. So go to the pain, go to the discomfort, go to the awkwardness, my legendary maniacs. And I went there. And when I was walking out, he gave me two business referrals. Two of them. I didn't even ask. You know why he gave them to me? Because he said I was a good guy. He said that he wanted to send his friends to a good guy, to someone who had character, someone who was willing to step up when he did something wrong. Do you hear that? He was willing to send people that he knew to people that could admit they were wrong and were willing to step up. Are you willing to admit when you're wrong? Are you really willing to step up? Well, if you want to be legendary, you need to do that. I called both of those business contacts. One of them turned into a business opportunity. It actually turned into cashola in my pocket. Cha-ching. If you want more cashola in your pocket, who do you need to apologize to? Don't worry about if it's connected to money. Don't pick the person who you think is going to get you to the cash. Pick the person, when I say, who do you need to apologize to? Bam, that person right there in your mind. Yeah, that one. I can see right through this MP3 file. I can see right through you. I can see right into your brain. I can see the synapses of your brain firing, and I know who you're thinking about, that person there. Pick up the phone. Even better, go see them. But pick up the phone if you can't get to them, and don't send a text or an email, okay? If we're legendary, let's step into the discomfort. Let's step into the awkward. So apologize to the person, the people that you know you need to apologize to, and then watch what happens. All you're doing is clearing a path for legendary stuff, my man. My girl, all you want to do is bring in the legendary. In order to make room for the legendary, you have to get rid of the junk. Get rid of the junk. Let the legendary come on in. Open up the garage. Open it up wide all the way. Clear out the junk. Get the clutter out of there. You have no time for the junk and clutter. You got to make room for legendary. This is your time. If you want to be legendary, go to danblackman.com. Get plugged in to the Pillars of Greatness 10-week program. You have 6 months. 6 months to be ready for Christmas, to be ready for the families, to be ready for the celebration, be ready for the spending, be ready for all the stuff. This year, give yourself the gift of legendary. Be authentic. Make those apologies. Be ready for an epic, epic Christmas time. It starts today. It starts now. It starts now. Be legendary, baby. Be legendary. This is Dan Blackburn saying to dream, plan, execute your way to legendary status. Love you guys. Talk soon. I'll see you tomorrow. Be legendary, baby. Be legendary.